Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and we're here live in New York City. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, and we come to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. to share insights as well as opportunities with regard to your spirituality, your conscious awareness, and your health. And I have a full program today that's going to be covering these topics. First up, we're going to be speaking with and welcoming back Mahesh Banyamin Bridges, who is the coordinator of the amazing Holistic Health Expo and Conference. We shared information last week on this program, but since it's coming up this weekend, I wanted to give you a reminder. Welcome, Mahesh.
Yes, thank you, Kathy, for having us come on and being able to share this information with your audience.
You're very welcome. And so people did hear about this last week, but, you know, memory being what it is and time sometimes getting lost in the shuffle. Let's remind people exactly what is the amazing Holistic Health Expo.
Right. Well, today is one day away from the beginning of our New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo. The 28th and the 29th, what we're going to be having is a holistic expo that will be dealing with natural medicine and also holistic medicine. And what that basically is saying is that medicine that can be utilized, whether it's herbs, whether it's diet, whether it's massage therapy or energy therapy, where you can actually alter a person's energy, and possibly even if they have a very serious illness, they can just really get rid of all that stuff without the side effects that you get from drugs, you know. So this is something, an alternative that we really want to bring to people, because even though it's publicly known that it exists, unfortunately, the masses of people really aren't in tune with it like they should be.
That's true. And also, you know, people sometimes are familiar with these ideas, but they haven't yet begun to incorporate it and to make it real. So I think that that's really a big part of this opportunity for us to not just know, but to make that connection inside. Would you say this is true?
Oh, no question. I mean, that's very true. You know, and that's one of the good things about it is that not only are you going to get an opportunity to hear from acupuncturists, they're going to talk about the system of acupuncture and how it works, and also masseuse and herbologists and others, but you're also going to have an opportunity to have the services of acupuncturists and masseuse and chiropractors there, which is, you know, a good thing as well, because once you actually get the experience of it, and once you actually hear from someone that knows what they're talking about with herbology and other sources of natural medicine, it makes a huge difference. Because once you get that introduction and you actually get initiated into it physically, then it can be a game changer for you, where it can really change your life for the better.
Excellent. That's really very true. I found it. That was true for me for a long time. I was hearing about these things, but I wasn't taking advantage of how they could help. So this is a really good opportunity for people to do that. And this amazing New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo is coming this weekend, and that is Saturday, November 28th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, November 29th from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. So how is Sunday different from Saturday?
Well, Saturday is going to be focused totally on holistic health. We're going to have our practitioners there, we're going to have our speakers there, and they're all going to be talking about natural medicine, holistic medicine, and you also, again, will have an opportunity to experience through the masseuse and the acupuncture if you want to experience that therapy. But on the other hand, on Sunday, what we're going to be dealing with is the spiritual aspect. But when you say holistic health, what that really symbolizes is spirit, mind, and body, and actually going forth to heal those aspects of a person instead of just the physical aspect. So on Sunday, we're going to be focusing on the mental and spiritual aspect of healing ourselves. And we're really going to be focusing on two very powerful tools that have been given to mankind, which is the power of prayer and the power of meditation. Those two tools are very powerful, and once they're utilized, you know, it can really transform a person's life totally. I know in a situation with my mom, you know, she was on her deathbed years ago, and a doctor had said, listen, you know, get ready for a funeral arrangement. She's, you know, her organs are shutting down. She's out of here. Unfortunately, by this weekend, she should be gone. So I got together with my family and went to the church and spoke to the pastor and asked him, listen, can we pray for my mother? And we got together with the church and the family, and we all prayed for her. And at the end of the day, you know, the doctor was scratching a hole in his head trying to figure out, how did this happen? She's supposed to be dead. I mean, she recovered. You know, this doesn't make any sense. And I was like saying, wow. The power of prayer by tapping into God's grace and mercy can do so many great things.
Right. And I can also attest to that. It's mind, body, spirit, and I would add also energy. And I just want to let people know that I will be there this weekend, so it's a great opportunity for us to meet each other and catch up and talk. So hopefully those of you who are listening will attend the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Fair, and we'll be able to find each other and have a word or two. So the event itself is at the National Black Theater, 2031 Fifth Avenue, between 125th Street and 126th Street. And again, that's Saturday, this Saturday, November 28th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, November 29th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we can give out prices on this network. So the adult tickets are 25, 18 years or older. Seniors are 18. And I believe you, so that sounds pretty good. Do you have also a price for children?
Yes, for youth is $450. You know, so
okay, so
anyone wants to bring their children, they can definitely do that, because you know, it could also be a mind opener for them as well, an opportunity.
Right. So it's a family event, a family affair. And you can come go to their website, nycamazingholistichealthexpo.com, for more information and I believe you can get tickets there. But how else can people find information? Do you want to give out a contact number or email?
Yes, that's not a problem. If anyone would like to get more information, whether you're a vendor or whether you're just someone that would like to know more about it before you come, the phone number that you can reach us at is 914-979-6372. Again, that number is 914-979-6372. I look forward to, meeting all these folks that will be interested in, learning more about how they can create a more healthier lifestyle for themselves. And I wish them all the best.
Thanks. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we're speaking with Mahesh Benyamin Bridges. And this is about the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo. And following the show, you can find more of this information on the website, prn.fm. You'll find the link there right to the website. So thank you so much, Mahesh, for joining me today.
And thank you for having me on as your guest. I appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Very well. And it's actually not too late for people if they want to be vendors there?
No, we have like one or two more slots. That are available if someone wanted to come on board with us. So they could definitely do that if they would like to.
All right, and that number again is 914-979-6372. Excellent. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And... bye-bye. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And we're going to be hearing now from another guest, and this is in regard to the Earth Center. We have presented this to you in the past, but now there's an opportunity to update ourselves because the Earth Center is having an event coming up the following weekend on the December 5th, I believe it is, and it's called Mapping the Cosmos, Kemetic Timekeeping, and the Zodiac. Very, very interesting. And we're going to be listening to one of the speakers, the presenters of this event from the Earth Center, Buimin Kemento. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We're going to be speaking to a very special guest, Buimin Kemento, a first-generation graduate of the New York Earth Center. Now, the Earth Center promotes and preserves Kem culture. And Buimin began his initiation in 2006, and over the past 10 years has served in the capacity of a student, teacher, scribe, fundraiser, lecturer on diverse topics on traditional culture. And he is the current overseer of the New York Earth Center for the last 7 years. He's traveled back and forth from U.S. to Africa, living there several months each year, deepening his studies and continuing the arduous process of initiation. I want to welcome you, Buimin. Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And so, as we begin, I wanted to let people know that we are inviting them and letting them know about this really spectacular event that's coming up that is called Mapping the Cosmos. That's pretty huge. Mapping the Cosmos, Kemetic Timekeeping, and the Zodiac. So we're going to be learning more about that, discovering the mysteries of time and space, and connecting astronomy to astrology. And this is all based on the origin of the zodiac signs and spirituality in cosmic cycles. And this is based on the fundamental teachings that come from the Earth Center. But also it has its origin in African culture that has its origin in very ancient culture. So I'm wondering, with that introduction, if you could tell a little bit about the Earth Center and how it was started here in the United States.
Certainly, Kathy. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to bring to the listening public some information, more basic information, fundamental information about the origin of the Earth center and our connection really to the mapping of the cosmos with the indigenous original people who actually mapped the original map of the sky. Okay, now, with that said, the origin of the Earth center here in the West began about 20 years ago with the coming of Master Nabo Ramusa Morodenibi, who is also known as the prophet of the tradition. And he got that designation based on the ancient elders and the kings of that indigenous group of people who actually trace their ancestry back to Kemet. Master Nabo is the high priest, healer, and he is a direct descendant of the high priests and healers of the pharaohs. So they are very intricately involved in the cosmogony of the universe, the understanding of the celestial bodies, and they are the ones who have actually kept an accurate information and a library of all the occurrences. So with that said, Master Nabo came to the U.S. and he came and visited and he looked around and he saw exactly how we were living our lives, and he understood that there was a need for that traditional education to come to help us, to actually help us to overcome the challenges that we were actually facing here in this modern system. So he came and he saw and he went back home and he actually had to sit down with the elders and the kings of his village and plead to them to help allow him to bring this information, share it with us, so that we wouldn't have a better chance of actually surviving this modern system in which we were living. So they granted him that, and therefore he came back and he established the first Earth Center in the city of Chicago, Illinois. But that was the first one that he established here. So once he had that one up and running, then he came to New York City. And he came and he was actually invited on BAI. I think it was Hugh Hamilton's show. At that point is when he kind of exposed who he was, original Dogon high priest and healer. And he was interviewing that particular show. And that's how I got wind of who he was. And with him just being able to answer questions that was asked of him of the audience, my interest grew. And ever since then, I said, well, I think I'm going to make a detour right now and go and learn from an original Dogon to whom we all were fascinated with but never had a chance to actually sit down and listen to someone from that tradition. Mm-hmm. So that's how the Earth Center got here to New York, and ever since then, I've been associated with the Earth Center New York.
Beautiful. And you are one of the first generation of students that studied with Master Nabo. And so your generation have collaborated, I believe, to put together this special event that's going to be taking place. And so tell us something about, well, let me give people a little information and then we can reprise it afterwards. The event is going to be Saturday, December 5th, and it is at
Nicholas Bookstore.
Okay.
Nicholas, Brooklyn, at 570 Fulton Street in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Nicholas Bookstore, 570 Fulton Street. Excellent. And it starts at 4 p.m., and people can find out more about this, I presume, by going to the website, theearthcenter.org. I see information about it there. Is there another space where people can go to find out more?
They can call me at my phone number that's listed. It's 917-559-9219.
Okay, so let's go a little bit deeper into what this event is going to be about. What will people come to learn and understand through the presentation?
Okay, I will give a brief summary of the topic that will be covered so that everyone will get a chance to really truly start understanding our relationship to the universe as humans and also how we have been actually diverted from the original map of the sky and the sidereal calendar to actually practicing this modern Gregorian calendar and the disparity between the two. Because the sidereal calendar really is what really enabled us as humans to connect with space and time. That's one point relative to the sidereal calendar. And if it shows us, the sidereal calendar shows us the spiritual days and holy days that we need to be practicing on specific days. It also shows the influence that the Neteru, or the gods, have on our concept of time. And that's very critical, because when we talk about the Netheru and the gods, we're talking about non-humans without the human flaws. So once we connect with that, the sidereal calendar, the 77 commandments, principles, and the values of the ancient Kemites, we are now functioning based on a being that's superior to us, our creator. So the flaws that we as humans have, they don't have that. So if we are really trying to find our place in time and space and to one day become like them, then it's the principles that they laid out for us is what's going to help us to navigate towards becoming a better human being and a stronger human being, because we are following the dictates and the guidance of superior beings, the Netheru, the gods. Now, contrast that with the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar, for one thing, it's based on a political agenda. That's the basis of the Gregorian calendar. It was imposed by the Vatican or the Roman Catholic Church. Again, another human creation. And it's also based on the Earth rotation around the sun. Now, that's the basic difference between the two. One is ideological, political construct, while the other one, the sidereal calendar, is based on the celestial body and the principles and values that the Netheru or the gods have given us, telling us how to live our lives to become a better human being. That's basically what the whole map in the cosmos will be about, really connecting us as human beings to the universe or the celestial body, and not as most of us think is that we are from some other planet. Not like that. It's a little different than that. But there's a connection that exists between us. And that connection will be expressed in the lecture so that people will be clear in our relationship with the universe.
And it's Saturday, December 5th, 2015, at 4 p.m., and it's going to be taking place at Nicholas Bookstore, 570 Fulton Street. The number to call is 917-559-9219. And for those of you who want to learn more about the Earth Center, you can also go to the website, theearthcenter.org, and you'll learn a great deal. It's a beautiful site, I have to say. It's got so many different details on there. You'll learn a lot, but you also will make that personal connection with the event itself. Can you give us a sense of what you mean when you say you're connecting astrology and astronomy?
Yes. These celestial bodies in their original form was actually mapped out by the Dogons of ancient Kemet. And what they did was they actually mapped it out by sitting, observing, taking notes, and just continuing that process by developing over a period of time. Now, it's called actually the Mandala of Dendera. That's the original map of the sky. In that, you will now start to see and understand, with some instruction, of course, the connection between astronomy and astrology and how those were actually corrupted in creating the modern-day horoscope that we utilize today. This, one of the major differences that you can literally just see without an instruction is the changes of the names of the constellations, the names of the deities or the gods of those constellations, the galaxies, and all of that. You will be able to see the difference between the two. One will have its original form in which it was actually created. And by the way, this is over 70,000 years old, the Mandala Tendera. It's pretty ancient. It's pretty old, but still yet is being used in Western America. And
that was Buimin Kementu, and we heard an excerpt of an interview that he gave a few days ago. And it's really a fascinating opportunity that we have to learn from these initiates, really, the graduates of the Earth Center. And the program, again, is called Mapping the Cosmos, Kemetic Timekeeping and the Zodiac. Discover mysteries of time and space. Connecting astronomy and astrology, the origins of the zodiac signs, spirituality in cosmic cycles. And so I was fortunate to study for a little while at the Earth Center, and I did get a taste of this really fascinating information. And the gentleman who created the Earth Center, who founded it, Master Naba Lamusamori Denibig, has since transitioned, so he is an, I would say, an ancestor now. But this school is still being brought forward with his senior graduates of the traditions. And some of the things that they teach there are really amazing. They actually teach Medu, which is the hieroglyphic, as we call it, language of the ancient people. And I was not aware until I came in contact with the Earth Center that this is actually a spoken language, and it's a language that you can learn to read, write, and speak. So that's one of the things that they teach at the Earth Center. They also teach something called Katibi, which is a sort of a energetic spiritual practice that is very similar to practices that I do, such as Qigong. It's very similar to yoga. It's very similar to what is done around the world, but it's more ancient. It comes from a much, much deeper time in history. And they teach that spiritual practice, as well as they have classes and they teach the healing practices, which is, pulse diagnosis. A lot of the systems that they teach, you can see as the underpinning of different kinds of systems all over the world, yoga in India, Chinese medicine, Qigong in China. You'll see in their calendar what predates the Mayan calendar. So it's very interesting, very ancient knowledge. Now, of course, this Earth Center is not so much a school that you go to and take classes. It's a process of initiation. And so in that process of initiation, it's a way of pulling out the misconceptions of reality that we have learned through the course of our lives and giving you the opportunity to absorb some of these ancient truths. But it is an arduous process. It's an ongoing process and may not be for everybody in that regard, but it's an important information, and this is an opportunity for us to learn more about it at Mapping the Cosmos, Kemetic Timekeeping, and the Zodiac, Discover Mysteries of Time and Space. And this is taking place on Saturday, the 5th of December, and it's at 570 Fulton Street, Nicholas Bookstore, 570 Fulton Street, 4 p.m., $20 at the door. So you'll be able to check that out and really learn something, and it doesn't take too much out of your time or pocketbook. If you want more information, you can call 917-559-9219. That's 917-559-9219. And if you want to check out the Earth Center itself, go to theearthcenter.org, theearthcenter.org, and you can find a lot more about the culture. Excuse me. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to hear an interview that I conducted with Master Naba Lamusamori Denibig when he first got here to the United States, well, to New York, I should say, back in 2006. So that was quite a while ago, and it was fairly early in my working career as a broadcaster. And I had always explored spiritual thinking and spiritual understanding. And so this was one of the encounters that I felt very much drawn to. And so we'll be hearing that when we come back. So please do stay tuned. Right now we're going to take a brief break and play a few station announcements so you can connect to all the things that are going on here at the Progressive Radio Network. This is Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. You are listening to PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network.
It's the BRONX. You know what's next.
It's a bowl of soul. And get your dose of classic soul and independent R&B music from the United States and abroad on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A Bowl of Soul is a music experience you won't forget or regret. Check out A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, is all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on BRN.FM. This is Eutrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from BRN's archives. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
You're listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
And welcome back. Welcome back again. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis. And that little piece of music you heard is called Road Trip. It's something that I created. I call it a soundscape. I created it on my computer. The opening theme is Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark. And coming up, we're going to hear an excerpt from an interview that I conducted in 2006 with the creator of the Earth Center here in the United States. And he is Naba Lemusa Moridenibig, a Gormanche from Fara Ngorma, a city east of Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso. He began his initiation when he was 8 years old. As a young boy, Naba was able to attend European schools at the same time he was progressing through traditional education and spiritual initiation. As he grew, Naba continued his education, and not only did he attend the university, but he also excelled in his traditional and spiritual education, eventually surpassing the level of his teachers to become one of the most knowledgeable spiritual masters of the Dogon people. And the spiritual initiations taught in the Gormanche Dogon tribe are part of what modern anthropologists call the secret societies and mystery schools. This spiritual knowledge is acquired only through very intense and challenging initiations and teachings that must be kept secret among the initiated. The initiations are the direct knowledge from the schools of Memphis and Thebes, and they have passed from generation to generation for millennia. Master Naba was seen throughout Merita, which is the traditional name for Africa, it's Merita, as one of the greatest masters of this knowledge. And he was the first authentic master who was elected by his elders to bring this knowledge to the outside world. And so I was very privileged to be able to speak with this very learned person in 2006. And now we're going to hear an excerpt from that interview. So please stay tuned.
Naba, welcome back.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here again. And I thought it would be really nice to talk to people about your classes that are coming up, Authentic Kemetic African initiation. Mm-hmm. Learn from Master Naba, the only authentic Dagon Kemetic priest who has been authorized by the elders to initiate students outside of the bush. Can you talk to us about what does this mean to be initiated? Those of us who are African descent here in the United States don't really understand what that means.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it's really a serious topic. What is initiation? In my place, we say you are a child till the day you go to the initiation. Because really, it's another way of saying education, another way of saying training. We have to accept one fact, you know. Well, I was saying many times that the secret behind a human intelligence is that of what they've been exposed to. That's all what it is. So many times we end up thinking we are very smart people and all this, and you just have to check behind us and you will see that whatever has been put behind you becomes like your treasure, your bank of knowledge. So initiation really aims at providing the right tools to the students. Well, for example, okay, we've been talking about 500 years of people of color trying to get out of a situation and it's not working. Well, maybe the secret is that the colonizer made sure to make some elements, disponible as part of our method of thinking. So that's how powerful education and initiation is, you see.
Mm-hmm. So essentially we've been initiated into a system that is dysfunctional and destructive for our culture and for our beings in many ways here in the West.
Yeah, I would even push it further because, look at the logic behind somebody turning into the colonizer or the slave driver to teach them. Well, he will only teach them how to serve him better. You see? And that is how we've made ourselves available for that. So, even in the media here, when you hear about situations of, kidnappings and things like this, where it become more worrisome when they kidnapped seem to cooperate with the kidnapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and mostly in the media, when that is come, presented, it's very alarming. Well, typically for the situation of people of color, that's really what we're doing too, which is we become like a willing participant into what is happening to us. Well, that's what you get with education.
yeah. So, in a way, what you're doing is to help get that past education out of our systems and get us connected to what our true nature should be had we grown up in Africa.
Yeah, because the truth is nobody makes it in this world using values that doesn't belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the only people that have been educated into thinking that is possible, But we are, as a result for that, we end up being the ones that are constantly in search of identities, being defined by others and every time. And the interesting question is, what is it about us that is so bad that we need to run away from?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting question because I certainly remember from my early childhood somehow feeling a sense of shame, based on the imagery that I would see of black people in books or on TV. It somehow was depicted in a way that felt shameful. And I remember not having an understanding of African people and African society at all. And it is true that our education would have us think that we're better off for having been enslaved and brought to this country. And especially people who grew up here in the United States, probably in other colonies as well.
we don't even know what's missing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what's missing. So that's why I think that this is so very, very important. So maybe you can give us some idea as people who want to start this process with you. I presume it would have to be like an ongoing process that you learn something, but then you would have to continue to learn. It's a lifetime process, I would think.
Well, like I tell people, it takes whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your life is only the value you allocate to it. And for now, well, if we went through 2,000 years of confusion and 500 years of slavery, and I mean, ending up like encouraging the slave driver into feeling good about himself,
mm-hmm,
for what he's been doing to us, well, I think even if it has to take another 500 years for us to recover, well, still better than...
Than not at all, exactly.
Yes, yeah.
That's true, because it will be cumulative.
Yeah.
As one person learns, they're going to affect their children and their family, mm-hmm, and ongoing. Mm-hmm. So another thing, I mean, I'd like to talk a little bit more about actually what it is that you are teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I do a lot of spiritual contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come to my thinking that somehow, as a species, even if you move to a bigger circle, that we have somehow disconnected and think that we're only our mind,
mm-hmm,
and that the mind thinks and these thoughts are the totality of reality. But it strikes me that there's like an enormous universe of reality that we can't even comprehend through our minds, and we have to find other heartfelt or intuitive ways of understanding the full magnificence of the universe and the cosmos and all these things. So I'm wondering if your teaching addresses that kind of thing as well.
Okay, probably we don't go about it that way,
mm-hmm,
because mostly the approach of spirituality is not that centered towards really the human perception. We understand something is that the human survival is deeply linked to the survival of his planet. So, which means everything that is going on have its repercussion, you know, in every aspect, you know. Now, we reject the idea of a human relying on their perceptions, whichever perception it is. I wrote a lot about it. Take, for example, our eyes don't see everything. Scientifically, they can demonstrate that.
Mm.
Our ears don't hear everything. Okay, so it's our taste. Our senses, okay, they introduce us to the world, but they limit the aspects of the world that we need to perceive. Well, in that case, how can we admit that we don't see everything, we don't hear everything, and yet thinking that we can rely on our perception to assess the world?
Hmm.
You see, so philosophically, it's already a problem there. If anything, maybe exercising some doubt will be even more helpful than, you know,
being assured that you know everything. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's very interesting. Hmm. We sat here for the last 50, 60 years hearing about people that were so presented as genius people, like all these so-called Einstein or
mm-hmm,
whatever,
yeah,
that they could even figure out an equation or the speed of light and like this. Isn't that all that subject to how fast the human brain functions?
Mm.
Well, if we perceive light to go it. Okay, maybe before we can perceive that, our brain has to function faster than that. And already there we have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, now to come and affirm that, hey, for sure we know how the light, the speed of light, it's already a problem there. Well, this the system went that way, you know, and then we end up the only thing that we have that is we consider to be certain is our superstitions. Because the reality, well, look at the shape of the world now. Apparently, we've been destroying everything, and we still think the world is doing okay. Well, that's how, you know, things go, you know.
Yeah, which puts us all in a lot of trouble. But let's take a step to the side for a moment and talk about your initiation. Mm-hmm. You're focusing on the culture that you're from, that I'm from. Many of us here in this country are from, have ancestry from Africa. Now, a person such as myself, through the generations, I've lost and gotten mixed in with all different kinds of blood or culture. So can you talk for a minute about, am I still able to, a person such as me, still able to reach back and really embrace the spiritual understanding that comes from Africa? Should we not be concerned about that?
Well, I've heard that question very often, but what people don't realize is that this, you know, limitations that we have based on space, skin color, and things like this, were really the creation of the colonial institutions. Because the truth is, the idea of even, you know, being white, being black, and like this, well, I've been dealing with the, this field for a long time. Never in any of the sacred books that has ever been mentioned. Okay, which means this was developed by those who needed some idea of patriotism, or how you call it, nationalistic view. So they go from, hey, we look alike, let's use that as a way to unite people. So if not a human being, it's just a human being, you see. And nowadays we're talking about, you know, Asian spirituality, you know, African spirituality, and so on and so on. We all know that you just have to move, just 500 or 600 years before now, and all these borders disappear. So I feel like the spiritual approach to the world really has brought peace, has brought unity to the world. But maybe our problem is, you know, the religions and that, you know. They look at the irony. If you put all these religions together and you look behind your their history, all you could see is blood.
Exactly.
All you could see is wars. All you could see is suffering. Well, slavery. And then yet, they still are the ones that are chanting on radios, on TVs, and like this, that they are for humanity or for love. Well, fact speaks better than, you know. So you see, we end up being like the humanity being hijacked by this kind of, you know, mentality. All this is because there is that lack of spirituality, because spirituality involves honesty. You can't be killing the world and thinking you are for the world peace. You can't be destroying humanity and thinking you're doing something divine. It doesn't work. So these are like things that are happening because the world now is capitalizing on human corruption, human dishonesty. And, well, something needs to be done about that.
Yes. I was reading some books about, say, Christianity. And these books claim to be mystical books. I don't know how true they are, but they claim that this whole thing of Christianity was really created for a certain group of people who are on the planet who need to have certain lessons, and somehow Christianity got spread as if it was to represent everybody, and it was never intended for that to happen, or that was really not the thing of the religion. So is this like totally bogus and untrue, or is there some truth to the fact that people born of Africans should have an African religion? People born perhaps of like the Nords should have a religion that suits them. Is this really the way it should be?
Well, the idea about, the first idea about Christianity being, you know, it's not true.
It's not true, yeah.
Okay. What we need to understand really is that throughout human history, at one point, there was the idea where what we call the Greeks and all this, that came up with a sense of like frustration, where they feel like everything, you know, that is good seem to be coming from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So then they developed the idea of nationalism, you know, where now it's not no more about looking for knowledge, but holding on a belief. And beliefs, religions, are the most dangerous things in this world. And I'm saying it as a spiritual person, and because, all what it takes. Well, I'm talking in front of a microphone. If I decide to believe that is my God, how would you convince me otherwise?
Mm.
You see? So, belief doesn't have that demand of honesty from the believer, well, it becomes the easiest way for humanity to sink in a barbarism, you see. So that's really how they came up with the religions and all that. Now, when we say every area needs its belief and all this, that is another creation, the famous divide and conquer situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, well, there is one humanity and there is one divine world, you see. And what else? There is only one path to access them. And this path involves, we are humans. We have a capability to reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we owe it to ourselves to reason first, our way towards God's.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say, I choose to believe on this. And like nowadays, we even are trying to corrupt gods. We think every time we kill somebody for a god, that god is giving us a point. I mean, talk about sinking into barbarism.
Mm-hmm.
We think whenever we're standing there and shed in tears and blood and like this, we think as long as it's for a god, it makes it okay. And yet, the same gods that we present to be the highest beings,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just barbarism. And that's how humanity has been sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. Well, maybe this is a time for humanity to question these steps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to be honest, you know. Well, like how we say in my place, if the truth scares me, it's because I'm a liar.
Mm.
If I'm not lying, why should the truth scare me? You see, we say that in my place. So, if a human belief is genuine, then they should reason their way towards that belief. They can't say, I believe what I believe, you should believe what you believe, and let's fight it out. Because we're not here to prove things to each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody dies and get buried by themselves.
Mm.
So that was Master Naba Lemusa Moridenibig from an interview in 2006. And he has since then transitioned and is now an ancestor. But the school he founded in the United States, the Earth Center, which is dedicated to the mission of promoting and preserving Kemp culture, continues through the initial graduates of the initiation program. And I would like to stress, it is true that this program has absolutely no racial bias. It considers all beings, to be human beings, and that really is the only category that is of any importance here on our earth. And as human beings, we negotiate our way to understanding the divine world, and that's what they are dedicated to teach through an initiation process. So it's not actually an easy process, but maybe worthwhile for some of you. And if you'd like to learn more, you can go to their upcoming event, the Earth Center Presents Mapping the Cosmos, Kemetic Timekeeping, and the Zodiac. Discover mysteries of time and space, connecting astronomy and astrology, the origins of the zodiac signs, and spirituality in cosmic cycles. And you can get more information by going to 917-559-9219 or theearthcenter.org. It will be this Saturday, next Saturday the 5th, at the National Black Theater, 2031. No, I'm giving you the wrong address. It's at Nicholas Bookstore in Brooklyn, 570 Fulton Street in Brooklyn, 4 p.m., 20 at the door. Nicholas Bookstore in Brooklyn for this event on mapping the cosmos. The earlier event I spoke to you about is this weekend, November 28th and 29th, and that is the New York City Amazing Holistic Health Expo, and that is at the National Black Theater, 2031 Fifth Avenue between 125th Street and 126th Street. So you can find more there at the website nycamazingholistichealthexpo.com. Their number is 914-979-6372. If you found that this is too much information for you, please, you can reach me directly by going to, by email is the best way, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. That's heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day, and stay tuned for more great programming.